Hi, this is Ron Jacobs for Endpoint TV. And I've been telling you that I have a lot of these little projects that I've been doing and sort of experimenting with things, learning stuff, seeing how things work. And I like to share these with you. And sometimes I like to wait until I have time to really clean things up and write a nice document and do all that. And then I find what happens is some of these things just end up just sitting in this folder I have just waiting for me to have time to do that. And I don't have time to do it. So I've made a decision. I'm going to share these with you, even without, them being perfect or as nice as I would like them to be. We just have to ship it. Okay, so today I want to show you some work that I'm extending. Now, previously, I created this cancel scope activity sample, and it was good, and I documented it well, and it was very simple, kind of showed how the cancellation scope activity worked. And then I couldn't leave it alone, right? So I started experimenting with it and trying different things, and then I wanted to see how the cancel scope activity behaves with the parallel. And so it got just exploded into a ton of really cool stuff, and there's a lot to look at here. I'm not going to try to show you everything in this Endpoint TV episode. I'm just going to walk through it real quick, give you a few things to look at. You can explore it on your own. Okay, so here's a cancellation scope activity. And the idea is that this gives you a way to manage what happens if an activity gets canceled. Now, activities can get canceled in a couple of ways. Remember that in a workflow, you have activities that contain other activities. And so a parent activity can decide to cancel a child activity. And then also the hosting application can decide to cancel an activity. And when the cancellation happens, it kind of flows down through the whole activity chain. It sort of unwinds, each one getting a chance at its cancel handler. So here you see a cancellation scope. And what we have here is a body. That's where the actual work goes on. And then a cancellation handler, which is just an activity that will be invoked when the thing gets canceled. So I've created a, for this purposes of this demo, I created an activity I call thread write line that just writes out just like a write line does, but it writes the thread that the thing is invoked on first, so we can see which threads are involved here. And then in this case, what we're going to do is just kind of walk down inside of this sequence where we're going to say, if we're in cancel scope one, then we're going to have this go idle activity happen. And what that will do is it will just set a bookmark, cause the workflow to go idle. That will give the host application a chance to cancel this activity. If the scope is not one, then we just keep going on and we sort of drill down and let's double click this. So it's the same thing. If it's scope two, we did the same thing. If we get to scope three, now we have an option in the cancel handler because we want to see what happens if you throw an exception in the cancel handler. So here we'll see if you do have a bad cancel handler, then it will throw an exception. So we see that here. Okay. Then if we're not doing that, then we can go on to scope, let's see, cancel scope four. And what cancel scope four does is it throws an exception from the body, because we want to see in that case what happens if the body throws an exception. And what happens depends on what the host does with it. Because the host could say, all right, well, we had an unhandled exception. Let's just abort the workflow. That could be one response. It could say terminate the workflow, or it could say cancel it, in which case it will unwind and cancel. So this gives us a chance to see all of that. So let's just run this and kind of walk through. Now, when you run it, you see you get S for sequence, P for parallel. All right, so we'll do an S. There are five particular options you can check out to see what's going on. So let's just do the simplest one. What happens if you cancel at scope one? So we see that what we're doing, we're running this thing. So we start the workflow. Now the host on thread nine here is waiting for the workflow to go idle. So it started it, it's now waiting. Now in the workflow on thread 10, we enter scope number one and then we create the bookmark. When we do, the host gets called back on thread 10. Hey, the workflow's idle. Now the host says, okay, I'm going to cancel the workflow. So it issues the cancel, and then it waits for the workflow to complete. Thread 10 wakes up again, and the cancel handler gets invoked, and then the activity calls back to the host and says the workflow is completed, and the state was canceled. Okay, so that's how the flow of this happens. Now, if you do some of the other ones, like let's see what happens when the number 5 here, when scope 4 throws an exception and the host cancels. So here you see we got all the way down to scope 4. We threw an exception that said don't like scope 4. Okay, and then up here, the host got called and said there was an unhandled exception. So the host returns unhandled exception action.cancel. And then it waits for the workflow to complete. And you can see that each activity gets its cancel scope handler called in reverse order, right? So scope 4, then 3, then 2, then 1, and then the workflow completes, all right? So that is how the sequence part of this works. Now, let's look at the parallel part because this is kind of interesting. So I have parallel cancel open here. Let's do this. Let's start with it collapsed. Okay. Now, here I have a cancellation scope, and it has a body. It's going to start with a sequence. So if we drill into here, we'll see that the first thing we do is kind of initialize things. We're going to write out what the parallel is going to do, and then when it completes. Now, we double-click the parallel, and one thing you can't see here, but let me show you the properties. There's a completion condition here, so let's make this a little bigger so you can see it. It says the num completed is greater than or equal to the number to complete. So one of the arguments we're going to pass in is the number of branches we want to complete. Okay, and so there are 4 branches. They're all the same except for branch 3. So let me just show you branch 1. What happens is you come in to begin, and then there's a cancellation scope. Inside the scope, there's a sequence. And they have this if throw exception, then they'll throw an exception so we can see what's going on. Otherwise, they're going to write out a message that we're going to do a delay. So this branch will do a delay, which is important in a parallel because when this branch delays, it sets a bookmark. And that means the next branch gets a chance to start being executed. So it will go on its way. So this is going to delay. When it's done delaying, it will increment the num completed and then write out a message that it completed. If it gets canceled, it'll write out a message that it's canceling. Now let's look at branch 3 because this one is a little different. This is the counter branch, all right? So this one gives us a chance to see what happens in a parallel if you have a branch that just does a bunch of work and doesn't yield, doesn't give another branch a chance to do work, which might be fine. If it has work to do, it should do it. All right, so in this case, we're going to enter here, and now we have a little while loop. And so we're going to count to 10. And inside of here, we're going to just write out what the counter is. And then there's this little if statement here. So we're passing in a Boolean called counter yield. And if we're going to yield, then what we'll do is we'll do a little delay here. And so if we have a delay, then we'll count, delay, count, delay, count, delay. And that delay, again, gives the next branch a chance to do some work. All right, I know this is complicated. It's really complicated stuff, but if you study this and look at it, you'll see how the parallel works, how the cancel works, and all that kind of stuff. So let's run it. All right, so we're going to do parallel this time, and let's just do number 1 here. We'll just stop after 2 branches complete. And so you can see here that this is very interesting to look at the behavior. So watch what happens. So we started the workflow. We're going to complete 2 branches. So branch 1 started, and then it has a delay of 1,000 milliseconds. So it's waiting. Then branch 2 starts. It has a delay of 800 milliseconds. So it's waiting. Then branch 3 starts. Now, it didn't have any initial delay, so it starts counting, and it's not yielding in here at all. So it's going to go all the way through till it completes, counting to 10, and then it says it completed. Then branch 4 got to start. So branch 4 didn't even get to start until branch 3 completed, right? So you can see how the thread got to branch 3, it did its whole thing, then branch 4. All right, so when Branch 4 started, it did a delay, and it had a 600 millisecond delay. So this one actually had the shortest delay, and but Branch 2, by this time, has already completed. All right, so now it is the second branch to complete. So when it completed, the completion condition for the parallel was true. So the parallel said, all right, I've completed 2 of 2. I'm going to cancel the other two. So it cancels branch 1 and cancels branch 4, and then the parallel itself completed. So you see how that works? All right, let's try another scenario with parallel. So let's say if we do number 5 here, branch 4 is going to throw an unhandled exception, and then the host will cancel. So you can see we got down here, branch 4 threw an exception, and then the host returned cancel, and the cancel handlers got invoked. Okay, so we've kind of seen that before. Let's try another one. Let's look at branch 3 becomes idle while looping. Let's see that one. That's number 2. Okay, so now this gets a little interesting. Look what happens here. So we got branch 1 began, branch 2 began, branch 3 began, but then it got to the count and it delayed just for 1 millisecond, and that's all it takes. When it delayed, branch 4 got a chance to start. So as soon as branch 3 yields, branch 4 kicks in. All right, branch 4 starts, it does its delay. And when it does its delay, look what happened here. The host got called back and said, the workflow is idle. All branches are idle. They're not doing anything. They're all waiting. Okay, that's because of the delays. What happened then? Branch 3 came back to life, and the counter was incremented, and it delays. And when it delays, just for 1 millisecond, the host gets called back. The workflow is idle. Okay, so you can see that repeating until down here we got to counter 5, and now we see branch 2 completed. And then we get down a little bit lower here, branch 4 completes, then branch 1 completes, and then finally we get to branch 3 completes. In this case, I was trying to complete all 4 branches. So yeah, it's kind of fun to see how the parallel works and how the notions of a bookmark, which a delay sets a bookmark, just like any other activity that delays or waits for some data or something. So it's kind of fun to see how these things interact with a parallel. Now, let me show you one other thing, because there's a lot of interesting things we could show you. Let's look at the test. I have built full unit tests for this, because I like tests. You know that about me. And you see that I've written tests that exercise all these scenarios. And these tests are pretty interesting. Let's just open one of these. Here's one called Should Cancel Scope 3. And you can see here, I have a little cancel host. And then I run this when I say I want to have an unhandled exception action of abort. And then I have this very interesting way where I can capture the output of the console, and I can assert what it should say. So I'm going to leave that to you to study that. That's kind of fun. Now let's look at one of the ones for the parallel. The parallel one is interesting because I have this parallel activity host, and I use here a technique which is super valuable in testing. I am using the tracking. So in a workflow, there's a very rich tracking infrastructure, and you can capture all kinds of events that are going on in the workflow and track them. And so when you run the tracking, you can set up queries. So in this case, I'm saying I want to do an activity state query where the name is like branch whatever, right? Branch 1, branch 2, and I'm looking for two things, when they're canceled and when they're closed. Okay, so then I run the test, and then later, here, this gets really interesting. I'm using some extension methods I created to search the tracking records, define an activity state record where the state is canceled and the name starts with branch. Okay, and then I'm just going to assert that 2 branches were canceled and 2 were closed. And the fun thing about this is, originally I wrote this test and assuming I could always predict which ones are canceled and which ones are closed. And then I would find that You know, when I would run a debug build, it would be two branches. When I would run a release build, it would be a different two branches. And just like a truly multi-threaded program, sometimes it's difficult to predict the order in which things happen. So this way, I just assert that two of them canceled and two of them closed, and I don't care which two. It doesn't matter, right? So this is really fun stuff. It's a great technique for testing. So where do you get this thing? Let me show you. It's on the MSDN Code Gallery. It's right here at code.msdn.microsoft.com/WF4CancellationScope, okay? And here's the sample and some little notes about how the cancellation scope works. It's been updated. This sample's been around for a little while, but many people have not seen it. And so I thought I would share it with you today. For Endpoint TV, I'm your host, Ron Jacobs.